You should be in a quiet place now, isolated from distractions, where you can get comfortable and relax. Find a place to sit down where you can rest your head back, feet on the floor, and hands and arms comfortably at your sides. As you sit there and let yourself get comfortable, you can look at a particular spot in the room or a thing. That's right, just let your eyes rest there, looking at that particular spot, and continue to relax. Because as you relax and look at that spot there, you can begin to notice any changes that occur here. You can notice any blurring or the difficulty of focusing, of holding your eyes there, looking at that one place. Though at first it may seem to be difficult to recognize those changes here, as you attempt to try to be unaware of them or to keep staring at that spot, using all of your effort to hold your eyes there. But after a while, you may begin to notice the effort it takes to try to be unaware of those changes that occur. Just a little at first, that slight blurring of vision, the heavy tiredness in your eyes, or the way the spot seems to move about or changes shape or color, and your eyes become more and more tired and heavy. That tired, heavy feeling that you have felt before as you stared at something and your eyes began to water and began to want to close, to blink closed, to want to stay closed and rest that tiredness. That's right, because everyone knows how it feels when the eyes get tired, as the body relaxes and the mind relaxes, so tired and heavy, and the eyes begin to close. Everybody knows how much more comfortable it would be to allow the eyes to close. That's right, because after a while, they have become so tired and heavy, they almost seem to close by themselves. And your eyes can close. And as they close, you can feel that heavy, tired relaxation begin to spread throughout the entire body. The arms, the face, the legs, and the mind relaxes as well. With the eyes closed, the entire body can relax, and you can drift down into a deep, sound sleep, a comfortable, relaxed trance, where I can talk to you, and your unconscious mind can listen, even as your conscious mind drifts off in the same effortless way that the eyes drift closed and relax. So go ahead now and allow the eyes to close. That's right. Close your eyes now, and the mind relaxes as you continue to drift deeper and deeper into a relaxed trance, and I continue to talk. so we won't put it off any longer, this movement into a deeper trance where you can relax completely and I can explain to your unconscious mind a story I heard from a friend who had a friend whose son was in school at a distant university. He was failing his courses because he would not go to class. He would not do his homework, though he said he wanted to. So he went to see a counselor who told him to drop out of school and to raise dogs or lions, because they would growl and attack if he didn't take care of his business. This put him off at first, made him angry, so angry he just did it. He went to class, did his homework, got all A's, and each time he found it hard to do what he needed to do, he thought about raising puppies and all he would have to go through with their little piles here and there, little messes there, and as they just did what they wanted to, whenever and wherever they wanted, though he did not know from experience that even a tiny puppy can eventually get trained to behave himself, to control himself, even if it is hard to do. It really doesn't want to wait, to do it in the right place at the right time, because who would want to live with it if it never did learn to behave itself and stop acting like a spoiled, soiling pup? And so even the most rebellious pup has a willingness to take care of itself and to just do what it needs to be done, if for no other reason than its own comfort, its own security, its own sense of self-worth. And I've often wondered what happened to him, because I know he did not quit school. He did not raise dogs. So I guess he learned his lesson well and took care of himself from then on. The next time you listen to this recording, you will allow yourself to become 10 times more deeply relaxed than you are now. And the suggestions I give you will go 10 times deeper into your mind. And I repeat, the next time you listen to this recording, you will allow yourself to become 10 times more deeply relaxed than you are now. And the suggestions I give you will go 10 times deeper into your mind. If it's your time now to go to sleep, just drift off to sleep right now, and you'll sleep wonderfully, absolutely wonderfully. If you have to awaken now, then listen to the sound of my voice, and in a few moments I will awaken you. And when you will awaken, you will feel very relaxed and very refreshed all over. You will feel so alive and alert, very refreshed, full of so much energy. You will feel just wonderful. And you will keep on feeling relaxed and fine all the rest of today and all this evening. Tonight, when you're ready to go to sleep, you'll sleep like a log all night long. And the first thing you know, it will be morning. And you will awaken feeling on top of the world. Each time you go into hypnosis, you'll go into it much easier and much deeper. In a moment, I will count down from 5 to 1. And if it's your time to awaken then, at the count of 1, you'll open your eyes and you'll be wide awake and feeling fine, feeling relaxed, refreshed, and your mind will be clear and alert. You'll feel wonderful in every way, feeling simply terrific. 5. You're starting to emerge from hypnosis. 4. You're feeling wonderful in every way. 3. Your mind is clear and alert. 2. Your eyes are starting to open now. And 1. Eyes are wide open. You're fully awake now, feeling very fine in every way. Feels wonderful, doesn't it? Eyes open and all the way back. Welcome back.